Let us join Pastor Dale as he shares today's message.
You can read about her in John's Gospel, chapter 20. And Mary Magdalene was the last one to leave the cross when Jesus was crucified. And she was the first one to arrive at the tomb. And Jesus had laid his hand of mercy upon that woman's life. And prior to her meeting Jesus, she was possessed by seven demons. Seven demons. Today we call these hurts, habits, and hang-ups that prevent us from being all that God wants us to be and they keep us in our self-enclosed prison. She was a miserable person. And she came to Jesus, and Jesus cast out these seven demons out of her life. His hand of mercy touched her and made her whole, and she was forgiven, and she was so appreciative of what Jesus did for her. She became a new person in Christ Jesus, and she was at the tomb weeping. She had no idea that Jesus was going to be resurrected, and so she was there waiting for him. I'm going to fast forward my message today, and I decided that we are in the middle of the stream in our study through the Bible. And what I'm going to do is we won't have a lesson on the story this week, but I've just decided that I'm going to share this seven risen, glorified descriptions of Jesus this Wednesday night and Wednesday afternoon, and we can talk about them. But I want you to capture the hand of Jesus, his hand of mercy. We sang during that Easter song, "He Lives." His right hand symbolizes his hand of mercy. And all through the Bible, you read stories of how people interacted with Jesus, and it was his hand of mercy that he laid upon these people, touching them, making them whole. Look at this verse. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. The touch of the Master's hand. Look what else he did. Jesus touched Peter. Remember when Peter was trying to walk on the water and he began to fall, and Jesus came walking to him on the water, and he stretched forth his hand and his arms, and he rescued Peter from the sea. In Luke chapter 5, verse 12, he touched the leper by cleansing him at his dire moment of decay. Look what else he did with the touch of his hand. He touched Thomas, his heart, when he was filled with doubt. And then in Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, here was John 60 years after the resurrection. And he was in exile on the island of Patmos. And he was so discouraged. And 60 years after the resurrection, Jesus came to John in his moment of need. So what I'm trying to say to you, the same work that Jesus did back then 2,000 years ago, he is still doing today with his touch of his healing hand of mercy. He touched John there when he was overwhelmed with fear. And so Jesus wants us to see him, to believe him, then to respond to his work in us through his word. So the question is, are you willing to see Jesus anew? You can experience all that he wants to do in your life if you will invite him to be at work in you. He's always there, ready to touch you, to lift you, to encourage you, to restore you, to forgive you, to cleanse you. And just like he did with Mary Magdalene 2,000 years ago, he can set us free today from the hurts, habits, and hang-ups that plague our lives and keep us in our self-composed prison. Jesus, who was always inviting, comes back, and he laid his hand of mercy on John. So can you say, like John, "I feel the gentle touch of his hand on me"? I don't know where you all are today in your spiritual journey. You might be here, and you might be consumed by old hurts, habits, and hang-ups. I can't think of a better time of the year than to say, "Lord, I'm tired of carrying these around. as baggage. I want to be set free, just like that woman in the Bible called Mary Magdalene. All you need to do is reach out to him and say, Jesus, I need you as much as I know how. Come into my life. Set me free from my sin and my hurts and my habits and my hang-ups. And when you pray that simple prayer as an act of faith, you will feel a touch of his hand on your life. And then the process of healing begins. I want us to join forces.